This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In Manhattan today, that rarest of sights, a financier being led away from his Park Avenue home in handcuffs. Michael Steinberg pleaded not guilty to charges of insider trading at his arraignment this afternoon, but the spectacle does turn up the heat on his employer, SAC Capital Advisors, one of this country's biggest hedge funds. Just a couple of weeks ago, SAC paid $600 million, a little bit more, actually, to make separate allegations of insider trading go away. And all the while, the hedge fund's owner, Stephen A. Cohen, hence SAC, has been making headlines with a different kind of spending. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith looks back at Cohen's week that was.
Stephen Cohen just paid a cool $155 million for a Picasso painting. Then news broke that he's also just snapped up a $60 million beachfront home in the Hamptons.
Certainly a big week for Steve Cohen and SAC Capital. Not a good big week.
Max Wolf is a senior economist at Greencrest Capital. He points out all of this personal spending is happening at a time when SAC employees are getting arrested and the hedge fund is settling insider trading allegations to avoid potentially higher fines in court. Wolf believes it's no coincidence.
So keeping SAC open and keeping up with the conspicuous consumption for which Steve Cohen is deservedly famous is part of sending a strong signal that it's business as usual, that he is still there, that SAC Capital is still there.
Cohen's hedge fund has been under pressure for 6 months as insider trading allegations mounted. Investors have pulled almost $2 billion out of SAC Capital. The company still manages about $15 billion, but the scrutiny could cause more investors to flee. James Cox is a professor of securities law at Duke.
It's a rare situation where an individual can be charged with essentially with insider trading, which is broadly seen as cheating, and be able to maintain a kind of professional credibility.
Cohen hasn't been accused directly of wrongdoing, and he maintains all of his trades were legal. Still, some see this moment as a turning point.
This almost feels like we're coming to the end of an era.
That's Marian Maniker, and he's talking about Cohen's art collection. Maniker says Cohen blazed a trail for financiers collecting art, and the Picasso purchase is right in his wheelhouse.
He really isn't doing anything he hasn't done before. It feels like he's coming back to a place where he was in 2007.
Sounds a little bit like the stock market, and some think it's ready for a fall, too. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.